plug into the mind of the world's cutting-edge innovators, visionaries, and thought leaders who are rewriting the rules of sales and success. It's your time to make an impact. I am your host, Jason Mark Campbell, and this is the Selling with Love podcast.
This is your host, Jason Mark Campbell. In today's episode, I actually want to share one of the very tactical things I might suggest for anybody who's looking to plan a live event. And the difference between doing digital products and live events, if you're in the basis of teaching as an author or as somebody who's doing workshops, there's been a huge shift of people that are actually doing online workshops. And that came from the pandemic where we were all forced to go online. And now that the pandemic is over, there's been a huge resurgence of people wanting to do in-person events. Now, one of the things to consider if you are doing in-person events is you get to have a high touch point experience. This is just so much more hands-on than doing anything online. We've been missing it. We've been craving it. And you actually get to have your methods be taught and the impact had at a level that is so much more than anything online. And we've seen the whiplash effect from this, not only in the space of doing seminars and workshops, but you've seen how organizations who had moved towards remote friendly has been asking people to come back into the office. You've seen a lot of the people advocating for just doing Zoom call-ins see the benefits of having everyone in the same room to be able to get things moving faster. The big thing lost there, obviously the water cooler conversations, just this amount of things that get to be done when you're in the same room is just so much higher. And in the educational space, online space, you can have a lot of your products that have moved online, but there's again this extra thing that happens when you're in person that has an impact that is so much higher than anything that you can do online. Now, here's two things I want to share that you can take into consideration if you are putting together any kind of live event that can help you at least mitigate the risk and the extra expense that comes from running a live event. Because with digital, it's very easy to scale. Your hard costs are actually quite variable, and the platforms allow you for, well, if there's one person or 1,000 people, you can actually adjust whatever you're using as technology to accommodate for the group that you have. In live events, if you have to book a space, you have to be able to accurately predict how many people are going to be coming into the space to be able to sell it and design it appropriately. And this may seem obvious, but I've seen this in organizations gets often neglected as a very powerful way for you to be able to sell effectively and get an idea of where would be the best location for you to do an event without having to actually book anything and plan out the exact dates. If you have an existing list, you have an existing business, and you are planning to do a live event, before even picking a venue and registering exactly the size of it, do not neglect the power of being able to do pre-sales. And I did this within an organization that's exploring doing a world tour, and we're trying to decide what are the cities that we should explore. Well, interestingly enough, when we started putting up tickets for sale in various large cities around the world, being Toronto, being Australia, being Singapore, being Dubai, we give an opportunity for people to buy the tickets at the lowest price possible and give them an unconditional refund policy whether we decide to schedule it at a time that doesn't work best for them. Now, this is a really powerful way that you can engage your community and get them to invest in a vote for why you should be coming in their particular area and doing this event. And this is brilliant as far as generating some extra cash flow for the organization ahead of time, because you're going to need to book venues, you're going to need to put down deposits, and this is a big thing that happens when you do live events. So, how do you mitigate that risk and collect upfront? Don't forget to include pre-sales inside your sales system so that people can actually purchase much more in advance. And again, the risk is not to you, it's not to them neither, because you make it so open for them to be able to get a refund. Now, the brilliant thing is you can then start prioritizing and scheduling based on the tickets you've already sold to this existing list of people that have indicated with their money that they're interested in coming to the event. Okay, what do you do in between? Well, now you have some extra reasons to communicate with your list because you can announce the pre-sale. Then, when you have enough people that are planning to go to that event, you can actually have an event online to re-engage with these people and make an event out of the announcement of the time, location with them to build up more excitement, which can also be used to market to more people to make the purchase. A last chance to buy pre-sales now that you've just announced the time and the dates, maybe at a little less of a discount than people that bought very, very early. You get to have these multiple touch points of making sales that allow you to collect the money more upfront so that you find yourself mitigating the financial risk of being in the space of doing live events. I said I was going to give you two tips. So here's a second thing that I would highly consider for you to put in place if you're going to be doing a live event. Because if you're doing a live event, it's a high touch point experience. And there's so much that people will walk away from investing in coming to the event, from getting that transformation. And here's something that if you neglect, you actually miss out on one of the biggest opportunities, because if you're truly invested in making the best experience possible, your costs for the event will pretty much be very high and sometimes even close to your revenue numbers. And so where does the profit come from? And the profit comes from the next thing that you sell at a live event. Do not neglect the fact that if you are doing an event, you are creating an amazing experience, and you should be focused on creating this positive brand experience for everybody who gets value for their money. And if you do your job right, you're naturally going to have people excited to take the next step. Is it selling to a higher price point program? Well, you have that high touch point, definitely something that would be encouraged and suggested. Or are you selling the next event that can actually start pre-selling for the next time? You don't have any of your marketing costs. They're already in the room. And so ensuring that there's something that is ready for them to purchase at the event itself and planning the sales that happen at the event is critical for the success of making it financially viable to make these live events happen. When the pandemic happened, everybody moved online and there was a great excitement around that. And the profit margins were great when you went online. But again, post-pandemic, now we have the opportunity to create very unique experiences that live events get to provide. If you're able to bring in tools like doing the pre-sales and making sure you have your back-end sales that happen at these events, you'll be able to keep these high profit margins that you get to reinvest in your business, make a bigger impact, and of course, transform lives in the process. So use this, very tactical, and keep selling with love.
I am your host, Jason Mark Campbell, and this is the Selling with Love podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.